none can understand. All can walk in this darkness. Because of all things done, it has been done. And chapter 15 is the essence of a good life. There are only 20 verses. And God has said this chapter and his shastra. These 20 shlokas are shastra. Shastra means which deals with minimum 6 topics. Jiva, Jagat, Ishwara, Brahma, Moksha and Sadhana. 6 topics is shastra must cover, then we can call it as a shastra. And all these topics are covered in this chapter. Lord, in sloka number 19, says that you have to know Ma. You have to know the Lord, that's all. And one who knows that, he is referred as Ved Vid. He is the one of everything. And Lord had said, Sarve Aham Ved. In sloka number 15, Lord has said, the whole thing is me alone. If you see the details of these 20 slokas, sloka number 1 to 3 talk about Srishti Prakaran, the Jagat Prakaran. I told you there are 6 topics mainly which is to be covered in the Shastra. The first sloka 1 to 3 covers the Jagat Prakaran or the Srishti Prakaran, which was dealt in chapter number 7, chapter number 9, and chapter number 13 of Bhagavad Gita. The whole thing is condensed in first 3 verses. Sloka number 4 to 6. It says, Yat Gatva Nanivartante, knowing that you don't come back again, that is, you are liberated. It tells about the Mukti. And also says about the Bhakti, that is the sadhan for that Mukti. That is said in Sloka number 4 to 6. In 7 to 11 Sloka, it is the Jiva Prakaran. Then 12 to 15 is the Vibhuti Prakaran, glory of the Lord, which was said in chapter number 7, chapter number 9, and the whole chapter number 10 is Vibhuti. So that is condensed in 3 sloka, the sloka number 12, 13, 14, 15, 4 sloka. Sloka number 16 to 19, Ishwar Prakaran. And the last one is sloka number 20 is the Stuti Prakaran. So all 6 topics are covered in this 20 verses. It's a very important chapter. You will come to know about the Lord Himself. That is why the name of this chapter is Purushottam Yoga. Sankaracharya is connecting this verse with the earlier verse, earlier chapter. He said, Yasmat mad adhinam karminam karmaphal. That the karmaphal is in my hand. Yasmat mad adhinam karminam karmaphal. Whatever actions you do, you have got the freedom to action, but the fruit of action is not in your hand. Lord says, Mad Adhina, it is under my control. I give the fruit of actions to everybody. Jnani naam se jnana phal. Jnani also, the phal, jnana phal, but I give. That was said in the earlier chapter, last verse. Brahmano hi pratishtha ham amritasya abhyasya. I am the pratishtha, I am the abode, I am the substance. long breath I can give you the immortality, moksha I can give you. Sasvasya dharmasya, pravrittimam nivrittimam, that is also because of me. Ekantik sukha, the bliss is also with me. I can give you everything. You can come to me by bhakti. What is that bhakti? Abhyavicharena bhakti yogena sevate. If you do this worship to me, unwavering bhakti, then I can give you this. So by sarguna upasana, you can come to the nirguna upasana via knowledge. Either by knowledge, straightway you can go to the liberation, one part, another part. You can start with the sarguna upasana. Then after that, your mind is purified, you are fit for the knowledge, you gain the knowledge of self, then you go to the nirvana. अतः भक्ति योगे न माम ये सेवते तब मत प्रसादा ज्ञान प्राप्ति क्रमेण गुणातीत मोक्षं गच्छन्ति. Book of action is in my hand. Jnana is liberation is in my hand. By bhakti you can come to me. मत प्रसाद ज्ञान प्राप्ति क्रमेण. Then by my grace get that jnana prapti. Don't forget, even by bhakti mark, if you want to reach in the jnana is essential. But that jnana will happen according to His grace. He will send in your life guru and the arrangement for prasanna He will make. Mat prasada jnana prapti kramena gunatitam mocham gacchanti. Gunatitam, you go beyond the three gunas and you become liberated. Kimu bhakta brahmatmana tattvam eva sangat vijananta iti. Then what to talk about a person who is intelligent and doing vivek? He may definitely get mukti. You can come from my bhakti mark. But who is doing the vivek, who is an intelligent person? What to talk about him? He may definitely get. Atha bhagwan arjunena aprishtam. This chapter, Arjuna has not asked any question. Many chapters in the past, you will find that Arjuna has asked question. And now, even the Arjuna has not asked any question. Api Atmana Tattam Vimuchu Vasa. I am going to tell about myself. Lord is going to tell about himself. Vasa, Uddham Kula Vityadhi. He starts with the chapter with the Guru, the Mula Adha Sadha. How you can reach God, he is going to tell. Tatra, tavat vrich kalpanaya vairagya hetu. Tatra, tavat vrich rupa kalpanaya vairagya hetu. So he has taken a simile, a metaphor, an illustration to explain. What is this metaphor? A rupa, a illustration of a tree. And by that way he is going to explain why you have taken this illustration, why this rupa, why this metaphor. Bola vairagya hetu. Bola without discretion you will not get this knowledge. One thing is very sure, vairagya hetu, without vairagya you will not get this knowledge. Without vairagya, without you detach, unless you detach from OEB, you cannot get this knowledge. Vairagya, in order to develop vairagya in us, he is taking this simile, this metaphor, this illustration. Even if we have got one desire, that will again take back to us to world. A single desire, worldly desire, will delay my sadhana. And will take me to object emotions and thoughts, vairagya. What type of vairagya is needed? that in the objects of the world looks like a dead, rotten body of a beautiful queen. When the beautiful queen is alive, we may have attraction toward her. But when the queen is dead, the body is rotten and we don't have any attraction. If you are thirsty, if you see a leper soon, a pus is coming out, will you run to that leper to quench your thirst? No. The object of the world should be like that. That should be the level of where I get attracted. You want a refreshing bath, seeing the molten iron in a tub, will you run and go and take a dip in that modern iron? No. That much of vairagya is needed. So the mind should be completely free from the object emotions and thoughts of the world. If it is not free, not possible. We are interested in the ras. Thakur Ramakrishna gives a beautiful example of coconut. When the coconut is dry, then the inside kernel is out. You can listen the sound. But when the water is there, you can't take out that coconut. It is attached. It is difficult to take out. But when it is dry, what we are interested in, coconut water. We are interested in objects of the world. So to develop this vairagya, this metaphor has been taken. Viraktasya hi sansara bhagavat tattva jnane adhikara na anyasya iti. Viraktasya hi sansara, one who has withdrawn himself from the sansara, one who is vairagi, one who is dispassionate. Bhagavat tattva jnane adhikara, he alone has got the right to this tattva jnana. Na anyasya, nobody else. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Tam is the bread shop. Bhagavatam. What is the name of this tree? Palasvatam. It's the paper tree. We all know paper tree. Aswatam. Rahu Rahmir. Bhole is not perishable tree. Not man. Answer. Chandansi yasya parnani. Bhole is leaves. Bhole they are chanda.
Adhasam, tam udhubulam sansar mayaman vrichyam, adhasam.
branches are down. Bole, what are these branches? Sankaracharya, he said, Mahat, Ankar, Tanmatra, they are Sankar, even as if, even means as if, from him came. If you remember, if you are coming to all classes, I made a picture and so from Brahman came. First, Mahatattva, Mahatattva, Hiranyagarbha, from Hiranyagarbha came Ahankara, from Ahankara came five subtle elements, and then from five subtle elements, then how the mind was made, how five Dhyanindriyas was made, and how the Karmindriya and the Panchakarma was made by Rajasekhan, and then with the Tama bone, then there was a classification, and with that classification, he seen these five great elements, which is perceivable, and with those five great elements, all 14 lokas were made, mind came about also made by most five Panchamahabhut, and the whole world is also made of that thing. Bhogya vastu, sense objects are also made of that five great elements. So, he said, Mahat, Ahankar, Tanmatra, Adaya. Now he is not giving the details. Details he has given in chapter 13. Sloka number 5, he has given the detail how the Srishti has came into existence. Asya adho bhavanti iti sar vayam adasakam. Bullet, these are the sattva. So Brahman is there. From Brahman, he has got a power called the Maya Sakti. From Maya Sakti first came the Mahatattva, Hiranyagarbha or Brahmaji. Then after that came the Ahankara. After Ahankara came the Sun Mantra, the sun element. Then came the gross element. And after that the Srishti Krama started. Iti sayam, adha sakam. Na aswatha, bole, this is called a people tree. Aswatha. A means not. Swa means tomorrow. Tha means remain. Which will not remain tomorrow. That is the, why they have selected this tree, because of this word. A means not. They are like we say, Nath is my Lord, Kanath, I am without the Lord. Similarly, Swa means tomorrow, A means which will not remain tomorrow. Aswatha means a tree which will not remain tomorrow. Okay, Aswatha too. What is that? Bole chana pradvansinam. Bole, it is changing every moment. Chana pradvansinam. We can see here also. You have got Democratic Republican Party, all the things. 200 years ago, there was slavery, they're not independent in America. In India, there is also the same thing. Congress Party, BJP Party, BJP Party, Communist Party. Before that, it was under rule of British. Before that, it was ruled by Mughal. Before that, small things were there. Changing, continuously changing. But immediately, Lord has said, Abhyam, Aswattham Prabhu, Kathayanti Abhyam. Just now you said it is changing every moment, and now you are saying, Abhyam. Abhyam is not changing. What does that mean, Abhyam? Well, it is said, Prabhahi Nityam. This sansar is Prabhahi Nityam. People are coming in, they are born, staying, and dying. But the whole world is there, from Anadika. The world is adding there, but the people are coming, going. So as if the whole world is saying, of them, like a river. Every moment the river water is changing, but we think the river is flowing, it is the same river. We say, it's a Prasad. No. The water संसार माया मैं अनादिकाल प्रवृत्तत्वा बोले दिस संसार बोले फ्रॉम इट्स कमिंग ऑन फ्रॉम अनादिकाल बिगिनिंगलेस मैन इट्स कंटिन्यूइंग आई एम संसारी विच अवे अनादि अंत देहादि संताना श्री सुप्रसिद्धं तत् अव्ययम् बट इट इज कंटिन्यूइंग नाउ यू कैन मेक योर ओन फैमिली ट्री आल्सो इट इज जस्ट लाइक योर फैमिली ट्री इफ यू स्टार्ट फ्रॉम योर father, grandfather, great-grandfather, or older go further up, then you can make a tree. He is the mula. Then branch it, or you can start from your tree. But the sansar tree, the cause is Brahma. In my family tree, I can say I will start my tree from my home. I am head of the family, then children, then their children, then their children. It will be more thing. But what is our goal? Our goal, you say that my gotra is this. That receipt is my goal. Who is the goal of that receipt?
Thank you.
Because the desires are fulfilled by mantra, and if the mantras are not there, if the vidhis are not there, then this sansara will be worthless place to live in. If everybody starts fulfilling desires by unrighteousness, Veda mantra tells you how to fulfill your desires righteously. If the Veda mantras are not there, then the life will be worthless. Everybody will be fulfilling desires by unrighteousness. Adharma will be more. Similarly, third, leaves hide the nakedness of the tree. In life, we get sorrow. But if you fulfill your desire by the righteous meaning, you will get sukh. And that sukh will cover your sorrow. That it gives seed, the leaves give seed also. Only if you follow the dharma, you will get the pleasure, that is the seed of life. You will get the sukha. So this is the chanda, chanda is a parani. Then we say, yatha vyakhyatam sasara kincham sambhulam, yatha ved sa vedhet. One who knows this speech as it is. If you know Brahman, who is Nitya, who is the cause, who is subtlest, who is Mahat, and also you know from the Maya what are the branches, all branches are Anitya. That one Brahman is Nitya. If you know this tree, the root of this tree is Brahman, which is Nitya, and the other Sakha, starting from the Mahatattva, Ahankara, Tanmatra, and the gross element, and the whole world as Anitya. That you can say that you are being with. Then you can follow the way to it. I know there are four Vedas, so I call myself Vedic. I know there are Rig, Yajur Ved, Sam Ved, and Atar Ved. I know the names. Can I call myself Vedic? No. No, my title is Chatur Vedic. Once upon a time, my ancestor, he remembered the all four Vedas mantra. Memorized. I'm Chaturvedi. Can you call yourself Vedvi? No. I am Karmakandi. I know the 80,000 rituals, mantras of the Vedas. I can do the Karmakandi rituals by myself. Pandit. There is a difference between Pandit and Vedanta. You are Pandit. No, I know the Upanishad mantra also. I have memorized the whole of Ishavasya Upanishad, all of the mantras. I have decided to move. Shankaracharya says, Vedvit Vedanta Vid Ityartha. Who knows the meaning of the Veda? Mere chanting is good. But he says, you have to know the meaning of the Veda. What is the meaning of the Veda? For the meaning of the Veda is Jiva Brahma Etya. Jiva Brahma. have got the partial knowledge. Partial knowledge cannot be said to be a complete knowledge. Okay. Is it this complete bridge, or do we have to know something more? Well, no. We have to know something more also. With the Lord is going to say in the second verse. And what is to be done with this bridge? That also, we say it like that. Lord, you continue in your next class. This is a very important chapter, and I must tell you in the beginning that the Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all things, and chapter 15 is the essence of all known of Bhagavad Gita. And we have, in this centenary year, we are conducting a Bhagavad Gita competition. Chapter 15. There are only 20 verses. If you can memorize it, nothing like that. You also participate in this competition. I will tell you what. First thing is, if you chant the whole of chapter 15, memorize it, it is going to help you in the whole life, because this is complete sastra. And meaning, as given by Shankaracharya, we will be seeing in this class, in detail. So that you get the meaning also. Suppose, you can't memorize 20 verses. Memorize as many as possible. Which one you think is simple for you? Do it. Even if you remember one verse, and applied in life, it will change your life. Example, Mahatma Gandhi used one word, not even one stroke. He used one word, Ahimsa, he became the father of nations. Okay, I can't memorize. Very good. You can come to the competition, open your book, chant 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever you want. But I want all of you to participate. No exceptions. And that is why, from this Bhagavad Gita class, until it is here, you chant it properly so that you can chant. And the second time, collecting will